various foods go in and out of style, but one that hasn't been very popular for about a century is the chestnut. Blight wiped out nearly all the trees in the U.S. in the early 1900s, but they are making a comeback thanks to an enthusiastic bunch of growers, a number of which are located here in Michigan. Not only that, Michigan's chestnuts are going beyond the roasting fire into beer. That's right, chestnut beer. Joining us now to talk about this unique trend, Brian Poloniak is the CEO of Treeborn Products here in East Lansing. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, Mark.
How did you happen to get into the chestnut beer business?
Well, we went with the Chestnut Growers Association, and they were using the byproducts of it in flour and some other areas. And when we took a look at it, we realized that it's the fourth fastest growing nut in the United States in utilization. And we saw a way to introduce that into beer by slicing, peeling, and baking them into chip form.
Well, now we think of beer, we think of ingredients like corn or wheat or hops or barley. What do chestnuts add to the flavor of beer?
Actually, it adds a somewhat of a sweet flavor, a little bit of an earthy flavor to it. And you can clearly taste the nut flavoring in the beer. It's an excellent beer.
And Michigan is, am I correct, is Michigan tops in chestnut production in the country?
Correct.
The number one chestnut producing state in America.
It is, and it's the fifth largest state in the United States in microbreweries.
Now, are chestnuts ever used all by themselves, or are they always, is some other grain always included?
Yeah, there's a way that you can substitute the grain. Sometimes the chestnut is exclusive to it. They'll put it either in the mash or the boil, which then gives a flavoring to the beer. They might also combine it with another nut in the beer to bring out a much more dark flavor to the beer.
We're talking with Brian Poloniak of Treeborn Products here in East Lansing. We're talking about his latest product, which is chestnut beer. Is there a historical precedent for using chestnuts in beer? Has it been done before?
Yes, it has. Long time ago, it was used in Europe in a number of ways, in Italy and some of the other foreign countries. It's been introduced into the United States beer market probably 20 years ago, but not as a normal process. We've taken that now into a full-fledged approach to the business.
Do you see it having some staying power in the beer market, or is it more of a short-term novelty type thing?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question, Mark. We think it's going to be sustainable, and the reason for that is that the growth of the microbrewing industry is it's growing at a rapid pace, and all different kinds of ingredients are being tested. It seems to have some staying power in the nut market, though. So we think it's going to be here for a long time.
Hmm. You're based in this operation relies on a place called the Rogers Reserve in Jackson. Tell us about the Rogers Reserve.
Yeah, the Rogers Reserve was a Michigan State and is a Michigan State property for the cultivation of chestnut growth and different scientific approaches to how to handle chestnuts. And we lease a portion of that space because our slicing, peeling, and baking equipment is at Rogers Reserve. So the university has been kind enough to allow us to lease part of that facility.
I'm curious. I mean, obviously, brewers in Michigan and elsewhere are adding ingredients to beer to make it more unique. I mean, we've heard of raspberries, even coffee, but most people have tasted those things, whereas most people in the United States, at least, have never tasted a chestnut. Is that a liability when you're trying to market this ingredient to brewers?
Actually not. One of the reasons that the chestnut beer is becoming so popular is it allows you to produce a gluten-free beer. So those people who have celiac disease and still want to consume beer have to have a gluten-free beer. And so we feel like it's very, very sustainable that way, and not a liability at all, but an added value to microbreweries.
You use what's called a craft roasting process. Just without going too far into the weeds there, what is this craft roasting process about?
Yeah, what we do is we slice and peel them and then hold them in refrigeration units. And then when it's time to bake them, we bake the chips into either a light, medium, or dark composition, which allows us for more flavoring to the beer depending upon which way you want to go. So the darker the chip, the more robust flavor to the beer.
Are there different species of chestnuts, or is it basically one? I grew up hearing about horse chestnuts. Is that the chestnut we're talking about?
Yeah, yes, but there's a number of varieties of chestnuts, yeah. and all over the country as well as all over the world.
Yeah, correct. I've been to Britain a few times, and I've picked up a few chestnuts off the ground, and I noticed they're quite a bit bigger than our horse chestnuts here, native to Michigan. Does all beer contain some kind of roasted natural ingredient then?
Yeah, normally, the brewers and the microbrewers, because they experiment so much, they typically do some form of a roasting process, whether it's using sorghum, hops, barley, wheat, different compositions. And yes, it depending upon what they want to do in a dark beer, they have to have some flavor extract that allows a roasting flavor to come through. Mm.
We're talking with Brian Poloniak, CEO of Treeborn Products, about the use of chestnuts in brewing. You've got some pretty notable brewing companies using the chestnuts. Perrin, in particular, did they approach you, or did you go to them with this idea?
We actually went to them. Our first client was Jolly Pumpkin, headquartered in Ann Arbor, and they were the first brewery to use it. Now we've got Perrin, Bell's, Short's, Founders trying some of the sampling. We have 37 breweries right now sampling our chestnut chips, of which 6 of them are current clients.
Is the use of chestnuts in brewing taking off elsewhere, or are we ahead of the curve there, do you think?
We're actually ahead of the curve because we have the only slicing peeling machine in the United States currently. So we are ahead of the curve in terms of producing it to chip form.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the chips. I noticed references to chestnut chips on the website, which brings up the question, what about deep frying the slices and salting them and eating them with the beer? Has anybody ever looked at that?
Yeah, actually they have, Mark. In fact, one of the things that we've run into is some of the samples we've sent out to the microbreweries, they've eaten the samples instead of used them for brewing process. So we've had to reinstall sampling to them.
Is the effort at all about preserving chestnuts? I mean, we did go through this period historically where the chestnut crop was almost completely wiped out. This would, if this has any viability to it at all, wouldn't it help enhance the avoiding that prospect in the future?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. You see the growers here in Michigan are putting way, they're starting to cultivate more land, putting more trees in. Mm-hmm. And even though we're the largest producing state in the United States, it's still a small percentage of chestnuts in comparison to places like Chile and Australia and different countries where it's a vast production capability. Millions and millions of pounds of chestnuts versus thousands of pounds of chestnuts in the United States.
How do you expect chestnut beer will compete with the other specialty beers that we're hearing more about as well?
Yeah, I think once people get used to the unique flavor of it, I think it has a chance of being a dominant beer in most microbreweries. In fact, we have 2 breweries right now that are going to take it to Colorado, which is a large brewery conference in October, and they think they're going to get a chance to win a gold medal with it. And if that's the case, mm-hmm. that will really put that beer into huge need.
Before you got involved with Treeborn, how did you end up in this place?
Yeah, I went to Spartan Innovations had a program where they were bringing in CEOs from different companies in the past and asking us to take a look at startup technologies out of the university so we could either commercialize or license it. So my background is I've been a CEO of a number of other companies in the past, and in doing this, I've done this with this particular entity.
Interesting. Well, I can't wait to find out. We're going to stay in touch and see how the market responds to the whole idea of chestnut beer. We want to thank Brian Poloniak, CEO of Treeborn Products, about the use of chestnuts. And Michigan is the number one chestnut-producing state in the country, the use of chestnuts in Michigan brewing. Brian, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, Mark.